Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Welcome to Coco Caliente, a mother and daughter production where we talk about everything and nothing all at the same time. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Jenny. Happy Friday, everyone.
Yeah, we're a day late. We apologize.
We give you something extra to look forward to a day late. You were probably busy today anyways.
Yeah.
Anyways, first of all, let's talk about Nicole took a little trip with just the family last week to Texas. And how was that?
It was great. We went to Houston. I will say, though, that trips, maybe that's why I'm so tired, too. Trips are when you go on a plane for like 3.5 hours, and then you drive to the airport for 3 hours, and then you have to get off and go find your hotel. And Vic drove us to the wrong hotel when we landed. So we had like, we didn't arrive till 1:30 in the morning. Anyways, and you only stay for 2 days. It's almost not worth it.
And I didn't hear a ton about her trip. I saw some pictures and it looked like Era was having a great time. Yeah. But it also, I think it was like 24 hours later and she was like, oh, I already want to be home. So it must have just been like a little bit. Maybe you were just already getting tired and burned out while you were there. But the food looked amazing. Oh, my goodness.
No, and it was that I wanted to be home because I know I have so much to do. But I did love like a vacation and a break. Like it was, Houston was a great place to go and the traveling stuff was so easy. So yeah, we did pretty much everything. I did everything for Arrow. We went to the Children's Museum was the first thing we did. He loved it. It was perfect for his age. And there's a lot of kids there he could play with. He was just like in awe because it was all the kids. It was like field trip day, I think.
So what was it like? Like I saw that one picture. So it was like a fake restaurant where kids could serve you and stuff. Did kids actually work there? Or were them just kids playing in
just
there?
Kids playing. So there's a mini... Everything's kid size. There's a vet. There's a diner. There's an ambulance. A grocery store.
I saw.
There's a post office. Everything. So it's like this little tiny village. And all these kids, I could tell, you get like at the beginning, you get like a card. And you can put money into your bank account and take it out. So everyone starts with $20. And so those kids like wanted to make money, I think, like working at the restaurant so they can deposit it in their bank account. And so we had to take out like our money to be able to pay them. But no, I just sat there and they were so excited that someone was ordering from them. I'm the only one that sat and played with them as an adult and ordered because all the kids wanted to be the cooks. No one wanted to be the customers. And so I had like 5 kids cooking for me and it was just so cute. And they're like, do you want this? And do you want this? And okay, you want the special? Okay. Cause they're like, what do you want right away? And I said, make me the special. And you could tell they were like, what's the special? And I mean, that's whatever they want, but it was so cute and fun. And Arrow was having so much fun pretending, that one. And then the grocery store was the grocery store of my dreams as a child. Oh my gosh.
Did everything beep and make noises?
Yeah, it was so fun. The cashier opened. Everything was on the screen so you could actually ring up and all the prices were right. So Arrow being a little bit older would even be better, obviously. But I thought he was going to be too young for things and he wasn't. It was for all ages. It was so, so, so cool. And there was, so that was just one part of it. There was like 4 or 5 parts. And levels.
So is it like one price to go in there or you spend money on each thing you do?
No, one price. It was, so Arrow was free and then It's 25 a person. So yeah, it was awesome. There was a section for Arrow too that was just 36 months and younger, and that was on the second level, and it was like all kids safe toys, and they even made like the parents, which is so nice. They made the parents wear like the surgical things on their feet, so no dirt would get if they wore their shoes in there. Like, and the kids had to wear their socks or bare feet, and it was just so clean. Everything was so clean, and I loved how clean it was, and so that was nice. Arrow was like on the edge of a little bit too old for that. Not really, but you know, he was like, there was like babies in there, so he's just running around like crazy. But no, and then there was a huge jungle gym, and then there you learn stuff at everything too, and then there's craft sections, like a lot of craft tables, you can make crafts. It's awesome. If you live in the area or you go to Houston, definitely check out, and you have kids with you, check out the Children's Museum.
And the funny thing is, she sent the picture of her and Arrow getting waited on in the group chat, and I was like, oh my gosh, is that so cute. I did not even realize it was fake. I thought like they were in a restaurant, and like it was a family size, a family restaurant, and the kids were like just, you know, helping out working, mm-hmm. because they didn't even have aprons and stuff.
They they have badges for everyone, aprons. Yeah. I mean, they go, it's all out. It's insane.
So I was like, oh my gosh. And then Jesse typed in it, is that fake food? Then I had to go and look through it again. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I did not even realize, because I was more paying attention to the kids turning around, putting something on a plate, handing it to them.
And the kids acted like they knew me. Like, it was super comfortable for them. Yeah. So you're probably like, what the heck?
And they were like pouring something to drink. I didn't realize it was like fake, you know, and then afterwards, mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my goodness. I'm like, I guess because I've never seen anything like that before.
You would have loved it.
Like, and just, you know, I thought it was really cute. And then you guys also took them ice skating, but that didn't really go too well, did it?
No, we thought it was going to be awesome. And he was so eager to get on the ice. So the skates were so cute that they handed us. And then we put them on, and he's like, come on, mom, come on, mom. And we had to wait for Victor to finish putting his skates on. But I was like, okay, I'll take you on the ice. And so then, because he saw a little girl his age or younger, like just skating around, he's just like, oh, I'm going to be able to do this. And so then when he got on there, he was like, don't let go. Don't let go of me. He didn't know how to move his feet. So,
well, I seen he like his, I only saw that one picture too, but it looked like he spread his legs really far.
Yes, he did. So that was such a waste, honestly, because I wanted to ask for our money back.
But, what, were you there like 5 minutes?
Yeah. And Vic's like, they won't. I was like, oh my gosh, $75 for us three to skate, and we didn't even do a lap. Like, I think that we should get our something back. Anyways, it's fine.
Especially when you asked if he'd be able to skate, and they said yes.
I was like, really, can he skate? And they're like, if you can walk, you can skate. I'm like, okay, we'll try it.
But I can't believe they didn't have little things for them to hang on to, because then you mm-hmm. actually could have done it and let him like practice, yeah. like to
I'm
do
gonna
anything.
I'm going to take them to Bad Axe and do that, because they have those there. I was telling Victor, I was like, because there was a lot of kids hanging onto the wall, because there was actually a birthday party going on there with kids who didn't really skate.
But they were probably older than Arrow.
They were way older than they were like, but I'm saying they were still holding on. They would have liked to hold on to something, because they were holding on to the outer ledge, and it's like they didn't know how to skate either.
Yeah, because I think like with somebody, I don't understand how a child his age could just go on skates without first leaning on something. Do you know what I mean?
Like, no, totally. I don't know what we were thinking. I kind of thought that they would have one. It was an indoor skating rink, and I was thinking they'd have those.
And then the food. I saw the pictures.
The food
was
the best food I've ever had in my whole entire life on a trip. It was amazing. And we didn't even go to like, we did what was like, so we stayed at Hotel Zaza. Highly, highly recommend. It's a boutique hotel, but it's so nice and big. I mean, big as in a bigger boutique hotel, but it has like all the amenities. And yeah, it was so nice. And I felt super safe in that area that we were in. We were at the museum district, I believe. Yeah. So then the food was the best barbecue I ever had. Oh my gosh. I was literally in heaven. Me and Arrow ordered 4 sides. And then they had this bar of like, you know, that like pickled cucumber stuff that I like, mom, that Rachel's used to make. They had like that and all this stuff that you could top your items with, but it was just, it was honest. It was so good. We did that. We went to, We took Arrow to the aquarium, and then it had like an amusement park when you got out of the aquarium. That was really cool.
Oh, you didn't tell me about that.
Yeah, so we actually ate, because I was looking up restaurants in the area, and so we actually ate inside of an aquarium, like everything. It was like number 4 near us. So you just saw like fish swimming around you the whole time?
Yeah. You never even showed me pictures of that yet.
Yeah,
either.
Arrow thought it was really cool, and I like... I would normally eat fish, but I was like, I cannot eat fish with fish swimming around me. So anyways, I didn't, but the food was amazing. It was so, so good. So not only was it a cool scenic like place to eat, but the food, oh my gosh. That was really good. And then we ate at this Mexican place twice for breakfast and lunch the same day because it was so, so good.
It sounds like you packed a lot into 48 hours there.
Oh my gosh, yeah, and I even did more. My mom and I both downloaded the app Paired. I don't know if you heard about it, but it's really cool. So it's a relationship app, and what it does is like it prompts you to have some good conversations and things like that. So for example, like, there's questions that are like, what do you remember about the first time you met? What's something you admire most? What makes you feel lucky about your relationship? There's couple games like favorite things. How would you describe me? What's your couple style? Love languages, romantic gestures. And then there's also quizzes, which are like saying sorry, managing jealousy, knowing yourself, emotional intelligence, gender roles at home. A bunch of stuff like that. So it's called Paired. It's a relationship app for couples. You and your partner download the app, you pair together, and every day Paired gives you questions, quizzes, and games to have fun, stay connected, and deepen your conversations. You'll never believe like what you find out from your significant other on Paired. It's simple, it's gonna be super funny, and each day you get a quiz to play or question to answer, and you cannot see your partner's answer until you answered yourself. So whether you're just a few days in or have been together for a long time, it's time to lighten the mood and have fun with your partner by using Paired. Head to paired.com/Coco to get a 7-day free trial and 25% off if you sign up for a subscription. Just head to paired.com/Coco to sign up today. Connect with your partner every day using Paired. A happier relationship starts here.
No wonder you're still exhausted. That sounds like a lot. And then to come back right to Halloween, basically, because they arrived, they flew in at, their plane went out.
At 9 p.m. We flew out at 9 p.m.
Oh, on Friday. But your plane flew out of Texas or on Thursday at 9 p.m. But on Sunday when you came back, it was at 1:30 in the morning.
It flew out at 5:30 in the morning.
Oh, 5:30 in the morning.
But we got up at 3 because we had to drive to the airport.
Okay, but was the time change an hour earlier or an hour later? Or what was the time change there?
We lost an hour when we came home.
Okay, so then they came home and they got to Detroit, and we had an ugly trunk or treat going on from 1 to 3:30, and they made it back to my house right before 1. I had Arrow's costume ready, and they traveled all night, and then, through the night, early morning things, and then Detroit's like a good hike from here, and I just had some food ready. Arrow heard and ate a little bit of lunch, and we ran right up there to the trunk or treat.
Yeah, and then people were like, wait, weren't you just in Texas? I'm like, yes. Like,
that's why, so now tired. I can understand why you're
and then
exhausted.
I started my menstrual cycle while I was in Texas, and today I'm just getting off of it, so I think I'm just, everything's hitting me so hard. My gosh.
Yeah, and then and Arrow's busy, so, but anyways, let's talk about the trunk or treat. That was really
cool.
I really, really liked it. I already cannot wait till next year. And I actually want to do a trunk. I didn't know what, they didn't have trunk or treats when my kids were little. And then I've heard about them, but I've had no reason to even go to anything like that because I didn't have kids. And now that I have Arrow, we finally got to take them to one. And it was awesome.
Trunk or treat started after we were out of high school, right?
I don't know. I'm just saying they weren't around, so I don't know. But I think a lot of people don't. Like, I've heard different opinions out of them. They think it takes the fun out of trick-or-treating, but they are so perfect, especially for young children. Like, young children, especially if the weather's good, everything's lined up right there. And they had little games, you'd get in line, and then there's little games that you could play. And then you ask to say trick-or-treat and get your thing. They had a hayride. Cider and donuts. They had like a food truck, and
that was so cute.
And I'm not
making pumpkins. This is a good idea. Like they took like you're making like mummy pumpkins. You know, I forget what it's called, but you know the wraps that you put on after you get your blood drawn or whatever to hold your arm tight, and they use them for like animal hooves and stuff. I used them in sports too. It's like an ace wrap, but it's not. But they, you cut little pieces, and then you just can put them around the pumpkin, and it's
so the pumpkins are really cute.
It's really cute, and it's like mess free.
And you
so,
went and put some eyes on it. And yeah, I have Arrow's little pumpkin sitting up on my right now, sitting up on my counter, and it's so cute. It's I'm like, trying to think what else was there. It just there was so much things to do. We didn't even do some of it, but Arrow had a lot of fun, and all his little second cousins were up there, and he got to walk with them. He just had a really good time, and
yeah, he did.
And I cannot wait next year to decorate like a trunk and pass out candy there.
A cute idea I saw that you could do if you were, I don't know if you'd want to do it or not, but this woman dressed as Costco worker, and then, you know, like Sam's Club, whatever one you want to do, and then she opened her trunk, but she had a bunch of like the big Costco or Sam's food stuff, and then she put out a table, and it was like a taster's table, but in the taster cups was like candies and treats, so they could like have one of each and try everything. It was cute. It was just like, that's like a cute costume, and the woman was just having so much fun with it.
Yeah, well, yeah, and you know they
you
have,
can make little like dishes,
and you know they actually have a prize there for the best trunk.
Oh,
so you
do
actually
they?
Do have an idea, and the one that won was the Jurassic Park one this year.
Cool.
But yeah, they actually do have like a prize, and they check them all out. But yeah, it was just seeing so many people from, and what was really weird for me is seeing all the people that were my kids' ages all there with their kids all trick-or-treating. Like I just saw a bunch of different people I knew through the years, and I thought that that was, I was like, wow. Because like, you don't really see their kids. I'll see them here in a bit about. And I don't see, once they get all in school and they're in sports and everything, you'll see everybody's kids. But right now, you know, when they're little, you don't see them. So it was, I don't know. I really, really enjoyed it. I thought it was a great thing for the community. I thought they did a great job putting it on. They were, you know, thought about
yeah,
a lot
they did
of
awesome.
They put a lot of thought and a lot
it
of
it was
work
honestly
into
way
it.
Better than I ever thought that it would be or could be. So good job.
Yeah, it was really cute, and I'm like I said, I can't already wait to take Arrow next year, and
you know
I'm
what?
Glad
Arrow's
they made
gonna,
it at home.
Arrow's gonna love passing out the candy with you if
yes.
you make it like a pass out thing.
Well, and him not go
no he could do
around.
That too, but also like come to your trunk and like help you distribute. Because he thinks that's so fun.
So then trick-or-treating came, and it was very, very, very cold out. So that's why I was so glad we got to do that and enjoy it.
Started
and that was
snowing.
The difference between Sunday and Tuesday. And that's like the weather was just crazy. So how many houses did we go to? Probably like 10 total?
No, I'd say like 15.
So one, we drove all the way out to the country to a lady that I always order from desserts.
Best house I've ever been to for trick-or-treating. Oh my gosh. Like, I kid
now,
you not.
Now, if we talk about it, she's going to get flooded next year. But she even has for adults. But anyway, she makes homemade cupcakes, homemade cookies, individually wrapped, homemade caramel balls. That's what was calling me out there to go out there. Then plus she has the candy, and she has some stuff for adults.
Juice boxes and stuff for kids too.
Yeah.
Like,
and
she's so like, take one of each.
So this was
I'm not telling you guys where this is.
This was the first. That was the first house we went to, which will continue to be our first stop always. And we were late. Trick or treat was supposed to be 5:30 to 7. I don't even think we went to her house till 6.
Yeah.
So then we went there first, and then I dropped them off. Her and her girlfriend and her daughter.
Victor's like, your mom, where's your mom? She dropped us off in the Arctic tundra because he's.
And it was literally two blocks. It was two blocks.
I'm
I
like,
had them
what's
walk
wrong
two blocks.
With you?
And I went and parked the car. I mean, what do they want me to think? I'm going to follow them around?
That's a Louisiana boy for you, though. I mean, what do you expect? It's hilarious. He's like.
Everybody else trudged all around.
I will
Halloween.
Say in Houston, it was 86 and it was too hot for him where we were supposed to go to the zoo. And he's like, we're not going to the zoo. He's like, we're not going outside. We're only doing stuff with air conditioning. And so that's why he wanted to go ice skating. And so then when we get home, he's like, where's your mom? She just drops us off and leaves us. And it was not far at all.
It has to be perfect weather for him to enjoy things.
Yeah.
He likes, it cannot be too hot and it cannot be too cold. It can't be too windy. Like if he can't sit outside, and if it's going to blow his napkin around, that's too much too. It has to be like the most.
He's pretty high strung.
It's got to be the most perfect weather for him to want to do stuff outside. Where with when you live in Michigan and grew up in Michigan, you're used to every kind of weather, from the nastiest stuff one day to the nicest stuff another. So we just adapt. As long as it's not, as long as it's not like bone chilling cold, or I mean, even pouring rain, I'm out and have to, we had to sit through a football, two football games already in pouring rain, you know, because of the homecoming stuff.
No, we're really good at adapting. I think that's how people in the Midwest kind of have to be. It's unpredictable for sure.
Yeah. So we're just, so we're just used to it.
First, when he spotted your car, you know, cause we were walking to the fire truck and that was our end destination, and that they give out, always give out like full size candies. So I was like, okay, well, we'll end there. And right when Vic saw my mom's car, he's heading towards it. I'm like, Victor, we
got one more spot.
I'm like, Vic, we have to go here. Like, this is why we came down this way.
And then they didn't want to go nowhere else. They said we were supposed to go two more streets. I wanted to do my street and then her old street. And they went to one house on her old street and they said, we're done. So, but then what the coolest thing is, we got back to her house and I told somebody that I saw that's a friend of hers. I'm like, stop over, because they were trick or treating. I said, I got a lot of good treats because I bought a ton, because I didn't know at that time if I was going to pass out at her house or what exactly I was going to do during, or if I was going to have to drive them around or whatever. So we got back there and I heard and switched on her light, and I heard the doorbell right away and I thought it was them, but it was some other kids that came that saw the light on. And oh, Arrow came running. He was so excited. He's like passing out. He gave them a can of pop, a bag of chips. He's giving them the glow bracelets. He's giving them the candy. He was just
So the kids that came to the house, they did good then?
Yes. Yes.
Were they excited?
Yeah. They were, and they were older. They were probably like,
because it's a hike. I'm going
to say
driveway.
Like fifth grade to fifth and sixth grade, maybe. That's my guess. That's about the size that they look. Their mom was with them. Oh, I'm cool. Sure they didn't. I'm sure they got driven up there.
Oh, no, for sure. But I mean, like for the mom to pull in, that's pretty good because it's a long driveway. So it's definitely worth it if they came, though, because, yeah, you had a lot of good stuff.
Yeah. So anyways, they so I wished we would have got back a little bit early because Arrow went barrel running.
See, and you wanted to go to the other houses because then, okay, it was really cute because then they came back to the living room and Arrow goes, I hear Arrow say to my mom, Mia, that was really fun. Let's do that again.
Yeah. And then nobody's coming. So then I had two of the adults that were there go, they didn't put on no costume though, and they just went out and they said trick or treat, and he like put stuff in their thing and he's like, aha, like he did not think that was fun. Aww. Then so then he came back, and then when the person I saw uptown came with their three boys, I kept saying, come on Arrow, like to go get him, and he didn't want to go out there because he thought it was just going to be somebody fooling him again. So he didn't even want, he will love passing it out. He thought he was just, he's like, do you, another one? And
he's he didn't pass it out to Ashley's boys?
No, I just heard and made them big bags of everything. They went home with some good treats because they actually came in then and visited for half an hour and played with Arrow, and then I just made them all a bag, and and I had made all my nieces and nephews bags. Is that what they are? Yeah, my great nieces and nephews bags, and had them ready when they came to Nicole's earlier before we went out. That's what we kind of got behind.
It was
there.
Fun. I had a really fun time Halloween. It was really fun because I got to see some friends that I didn't get to see in a long, long time. Well, I got to see them, but I got to actually talk to them. You know, it's different. Sleep is the foundation of our mental and physical health and performance in our days. Having a consistent nighttime routine is non-negotiable. So we are introducing Beam Dream. You know, we've been raving about Beam Dream's powder, their healthy hot cocoa for sleep. Today, my listeners get a special discount on Beam's Dream Powder, their best-selling healthy hot cocoa for sleep with no added sugar. It's now available in delicious flavors like cinnamon cocoa, chocolate peanut butter, and mint chip. Better sleep has never tasted better. It's tested for high-quality efficiency and formulated to ease your body into rest and support all four stages of the sleep cycle with no next-day grogginess. You just mix Beam Dream into hot water or milk, stir or froth, and enjoy before bedtime. My mom uses it. She loves it. My aunt uses it, and she loves it. So if you have any questions, ask on our Coco Caliente podcast page on Facebook. So you can find out why Forbes and New York Times are all talking about Beam, why it's trusted by the world's top athletes and business professionals. If you want to try Beam's best-selling Dream Powder, take advantage of their biggest sale of the year and get 50% off for a limited time. That's up to 50% off for a limited time when you go to shopbeam.com/Coco and use code cyber at checkout. That's shopbeam.com/COCO and use code cyber CYBER for up to 50% off.
I was thinking about this and I was, then I watched this TikTok, but there is the difference trick or treating to me as a child. And so anybody that's like my age or close to my age that can relate, that listens to this podcast, it was literally so different than it is now. We put on our costumes, which half the time, like, and I'm watching the videos, just thinking about it, like they're those hard plastic masks that like scratch your face, or a garbage bag or a sheet with the eyes cut out. The eyes never really matched where you could see, like you really could not see. And they mostly had those elastics that go around the back of your head. Mm-hmm. And they were not comfortable, but you were just so cool. But then you look at the pictures of them and they're scary now. Now, if you think about what the costumes were, or sometimes you got lucky and you got like a clown or a homemade kind of costume. But anyways, and you put all this clown makeup on and stuff, like you were just, anyways, then your parents, it was the time right before you're waiting. You go and get a pillowcase. You didn't have no nice bags with your name on them or whatever. You went and got the biggest pillowcase you could find. You go and take your mom's pillowcase if that's the one you needed, because you're going to be dragging a pillowcase around the neighborhood. You get ready and say trick-or-treat. I think trick-or-treats went longer back in my days. Yeah. They went at least 2 hours because we hit every house in our town. And you went out there and you were ready to go. You were at that first house right when it was time to go. You were already waiting and you ran. You didn't even walk. I don't care what the weather was. I don't care if it was snowing. It doesn't matter what, if it was hot. You ran. You knew which houses to go to. I mean, you went to every house, but the ones that gave out apples, I would like mm-hmm. ignore. Or if the ones that gave out those orange and the peanut butter kisses, I would, and I might actually try one of them now if they pass them out, but I don't see anybody ever passing
like
them.
You got like one peanut butter kiss, are you saying? Or what
they're
are you
those, they were, they're wrapped in the orange wrapping and the black wrapping. I don't know if you guys got them when you were.
No.
So that's, they're not chocolate. They're literally like, anyways, you did not want to go to that house either. Or the house that gave raisins. So any of those houses, we like just ran past and we hit every single house in town. And sometimes if we were all done, we would go and switch masks and we'd go to that good ones again. The one that gave the pack of gum. Heck yes. I was hitting that one with the pack of gum twice every time. But parents never went with us. We only kids went. You hardly saw any parents. And not that now that I think about it, I'm sure there had to be parents or else little kids just didn't go. You didn't go till you were like, mm-hmm. but they were letting already at first grade, you could run around by yourself. They were like, that's how it was.
I feel safer. Like a little more trusting. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so, and it was a little bit more, but everybody, you know, you would see adults like on the end of the streets, like at the four corners or whatever, kind of watching, but every light was on.
Wait, so your mom never went with you trick-or-treating?
No, but every light was on in the whole.
So who'd you go with, Barbie and Davey?
Yes, and the neighborhood kids. You had at least 12 of us. You went like a gang. You were racing as fast as you could. It was the funnest day of the year. I think it was better than Christmas. We had so much fun. You can't take Halloween away from somebody my age. It was just amazing. Mm-hmm. You didn't know what you're going to get. And you might have had one house in the entire town that, like when I was in Argyle, that did not have their lights on. Every house had their lights on. So you got to see, you didn't have to go a long ways in between anything. There was always.
I don't like when people don't pass out. That's why you should probably pass out in town. Or
I always did, and I mean, and I always passed out the things.
But you are on a corner street, so it's not like you're in the middle of a bunch of houses.
Well, that's why I want to pass out at the trunk or treat, because then I'll feel like I'm already passed out, and that you know what I'm saying. I'll pass out my good stuff at the trunk or treat, and then I won't feel the pressure because mm-hmm. I do like to enjoy it. You know, I like to watch Arrow, and I like to. You know, I guess if you guys got done quick and Arrow helped me pass out here, but I sometimes what happens is I do get quite a few kids, and always the return kids, I would get about 100, but down where Nicole used to live, you get 200 and some. And the reason I'm not getting them is because I don't have a long stretch of houses with their lights on.
You don't.
And so that's what makes it hard.
That's where what Mariah I'm in, and said. I'm at the Mariah corner. She lives in Houghton Lake and she just moved to like where the golf course is. And she's like, I thought it was going to be like so crazy busy. And she got three trick-or-treaters. One of them was family. And she said she was the only house with her light on that she could see on the road. So no wonder why no one goes down the road.
No, that's what I'm saying. And sometimes on my end of the street, sometimes there's like some once in a while, but a lot of times there isn't any lights on. And, you know, one year, yeah, I was like, I get disappointed because I don't think they want to come all the way down that far just for one house, which is was always worth it to come to my house. So the ones that did were like, oh, well, yeah, I should have just came here. And they knew and they always came back. So that's the ones I feel bad for is my regulars that I had constantly. And that's why I want to do the trunk or treat. But then after we were done with the trick or treating, we raced our butts home. We umpteen, you couldn't be near nobody. You had to go. The living room was big. You had to go to each part of your own. You dumped yours and we sorted our candy. That would take like an hour. Like you'd sort each thing. Like you put everything together and you'd sort it. And then the trading started. Mm-hmm. And then it would be like, I'll trade you this for this. And nope, I'll take two of those for one of those. So that would be like an hour of negotiation because everybody, you know, kind of liked the same thing. So then we would take our candy. We each get a bowl. From a Tupperware bowl our mom would give us, and we would each get to take our candy into our room. And we only got to take it in our room, I swear, for like 1 or 2 days. And we could eat as much as we wanted that day. They'd say don't eat it, but they didn't watch us. So we'd eat as much as we wanted of the candy until we'd get a bellyache. And like 2 days later, my mom would put a huge bowl and kind of put it all on the table and, you know, and it slowly disappear, like eating it. And then I don't know what was going, then it would kind of fizzle out. But I do hear about the one thing now, and I see like, they're saying like the different things that ruin Halloween this year. They're saying that the parents that are in this day and age, not this year, that there's so many houses with no lights on, which is a huge difference from back then. There is the thing, it's called, no, I should have wrote down them words and you'll know exactly what it is, but it's when you trade your candy in for a present. And there's an actual saying for it at the end of the night because the parents don't want their kids to have all that candy. So, and I heard seen a lot of comments about it and their parents are like, because candy is expensive. They're like, why am I spending $100 and some on candy? What are you doing? Are you throwing it away? Like if you're throwing away the candy, then why don't you just take your child shopping in the first place and let them pick out the Lego set or the Barbie doll or whatever the fairy. It's actually something.
Yeah, I saw that. Like the fairy brings you something.
It's something else. It's kind of like and it's an exchange. And a lot of people were like, I don't do that for, I saw like one lady talking about it and she said she only does it for her one child that's diabetic, like, and just trades it with treats that she can eat, which that totally makes sense and stuff. But yeah, I don't know. Like, I think I would be bummed if I'm buying all these king size candy bars and they're going out the door, but I'm thinking around here that if the kids aren't eating them, at least the parents are. I don't think
a lot of people do the trade thing around here yet, if I'm being honest.
No, I think they let their kids eat their candy. Well, and you don't get that much, actually, because like I said, it's you know, you got to go to a lot of houses and it's only an hour
Candy's
and a half.
Candy's expensive. So, yeah, sometimes you're just getting that bite size Snickers or whatever it is. And that's fine. Just make the kids got to work for it. Like, yeah. It's no big deal.
Oh, it was fun to work for it back in our day. And I mean, and we honestly don't take, and I think that I'll push that. We won't take Arrow. We'll take Arrow to. We're not going to go trick or treat into a bunch of houses and take their candy and throw it away. Like that's definitely not going to be the case.
The only thing I
he's
do
little,
is,
so he'll just eat what.
Yeah. The only thing is if he can't have whatever it may be, like Skittles at this point, Victor, my mom, my dad, me, someone will eat them. They're not definitely not getting thrown out.
No, but I'm saying, but we won't, like, I'm saying we wouldn't go to 500 houses, go to 5 trick or treats. You know what I'm saying? Because we wouldn't want that much candy. It's more for the experience and just to get a little bit. Like
exactly.
I said, it's
once
different
his bucket
nowadays.
Was full, I was like, we're good, because he was excited about his chips yesterday. He had his little bag of Funyuns. He was asking me for all these little things. I'm like, yeah, have at it. I'm like, today you can have whatever you want. And he's pretty good at stopping. My mom even knows, he'll ask for a donut and he'll take a bite and he's like, okay, I'm done. Like, he won't just, I mean, if he's sitting there eating 100 pieces of candy, I'd probably have to stop them.
And if it would, like, it depends on what it is. Like, I just hide this stuff at my house.
Yeah.
Like, if my Reese's peanut butter cups were sitting here, he would open at least two of them and eat them. Yeah. But I hid everything in the cupboards now. But for trick-or-treating, I gave away a lot of snack packs, like the mini Chips Ahoy's and peanut nutter butters. And what did I give out? High C juice boxes, the chips, a lot of the chips. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. I had so much stuff.
So my old neighbor, she said that she went through, we got there like 30 minutes and there was still 30 minutes of trick-or-treating. So what, 6:30? And is that what time?
Yeah, we got there at 6:30.
Okay. And she said, I went through 200 bags of chips and she had all these like granola bars. She goes, I feel bad I had to get out of these granola bars. But I'm telling you, like, that's a lot of trick-or-treaters.
That's what I'm saying. They get a lot on their street.
She was across from me. But
That street passes out, right? Most of them have their
everybody,
lights on.
And the houses are close together. So you kind of get.
So that's like, that's especially when it's cold out. That's like what parents want to do. I would rather go dress Arrow up and take him to see his grandma's and that kind of stuff. Everybody lives so far away, though. Mm-hmm. You'd have to almost start it. You'd have to just get them dressed early during the day and just go visit everybody and say, hey, we're going to stop over. Arrow's going to trick-or-treat at 2 o'clock or 2:30.
Yeah. Huh? I do think, though, like, for me, trick-or-treating was awesome. And, like, I want Arrow to have that experience, too, because
I took you guys, didn't I?
Kind of like, in your car, kind of, right? We ran back and forth. But I remember running around a lot. But I think you'd drop us off and then you'd meet us somewhere.
But not until you were older.
Yeah. But we got a ton of candy to where... I'd play candy store every time and make my brother buy stuff from me.
I think a lot more houses even back then had their lights on. I just think as the years go by, it's less and less every year. And it could be like depending on if the people that have children now or the people that are like older and just don't even stay up and want to do that kind of thing. Or I don't know, all different kind of reasons.
I will say though, I was really proud of an ugly... How many people did have their lights on? Like from what I seen?
Yeah, we didn't go this. I don't even know on my street anybody this year because I do. They were done after that. I told you that little stretch I dropped them off. Victor was done. So I didn't even get to check out my street and I wanted to go to some of my neighbors. So I have no idea on my street and I actually have no idea nowhere because we didn't go anywhere.
The kids were cold. So I was calling it. And Arrow had plenty and I wanted to get back and put out snacks and stuff.
Yeah, this year I have no, I can't.
But yeah,
say.
For what I saw, I think that Ubley did a really great job of people having their lights on. That's from what I saw.
Yeah, I didn't. I wish I would have. I was going to ask Mary Jo how many she had. That kind of tells like the one neighbor that I know that does it too. How many she has is how many that I close to would have. Mm-hmm. She might get a few more than me because she's down more in a cluster. Yeah. Where I'm a little bit more out.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
But anyways, trick-or-treating was the best thing when I was younger. That's what I was just wanting to know everybody's experiences. And so you thought it was the best thing too?
Yeah.
So I guess Arrow will probably think it's the best thing too because you only know it in your own...
perspective.
Well, no, like your own way. You don't know what my trick-or-treating was like. Arrow won't know what your trick-or-treating is like.
For
so
me,
his norm will be his norm.
My most nostalgic experience as a child, my favorite is fall. Like fall is my favorite time of year. Like watching Halloween Town movies with my brother on the Disney Channel and the Halloween time and stuff. That's my favorite like memory that comes around every single year. So for me, it just must have been a really good, warm, comforting, happy time in our lives. That's all I know.
And my favorite was when the kids would get home this, but now I think they liked them and they didn't like them. I'm enjoying them mounds and them were my favorite. I would be like, they'd be like, I don't like, you still don't like them. You said, they'd be like, I don't like these ones. I'm like, hand them over. Those were like the bomb. I was like, oh, who's giving out, anybody give out those ones you don't like? And they like, here, mom. So I'd be getting some mom and joy and some mounds. And did Arrow get any of them this year?
No.
Oh, darn it. Yeah, those were always my favorite. So I liked the mounds and the Almond Joy. Okay. Oh, updates on your class. Have you watched any more of your class or have you not had time yet?
Uncluttered.
Yes.
No, I need to so bad. So no, you know, I have this terrible habit of buying classes and not taking them. It's horrible.
Well, can you take them whenever you want though?
Yeah. Yeah. One's been 3 years.
No, but I'm saying like, like when you go to the Unclutter, you didn't miss a class. You can go back and watch.
Right. No, it's like a pre-taped thing, I think. So you got to like, for me, I really want to find like an hour every single day to take an educational class, no matter what that want, whatever that may be, or do my research or whatever I want to do. But it just doesn't happen right now. And no, I want to do it so bad because I'm itching to clean out more stuff. But I think some of you guys might have joined because I had quite a few messages asking me to on my like personal page. So maybe you joined. And honestly, I think it's going to be super helpful once I start going with it. Because for me, every single, like yesterday, I just took a bin and I was looking for my checks. And then I just took this bin that had like all my greeting cards and stuff in it. It was huge and it was messy and I completely organized it. And not even organized, decluttered, and got rid of so much junk. And now it's like, that's where my envelopes are. That's where this is. It makes so much more sense now. Instead of just holding on stuff that I've been holding on to for 5+ years. So.
And while Nicole was gone on last weekend, I took 2 loads of stuff to the Goodwill. So I was super excited about that. There's some stuff I held on to that I don't really want just to see if some other people. And I got some stuff. My mom came over and I gave her a load of stuff. I showed her the stuff first, some of the stuff that I was getting rid of. And she wanted some stuff and she was smiley about it and happy. So I put it all in her car. And then I also took 2 loads to the Goodwill, even a couch. It was like Nicole had gotten me another new, me and Dave chair. She got Dave a chair a few years ago for Father's Day. And then we always are both, everybody likes Dave's chair. So like for, when did you get it? Mother's Day this year? So yeah. For Mother's Day this year, she got me the same chair. So adding that to my living room, you could not even like, you couldn't even walk in between any of the furniture. It was like I had a hole just sitting in my living room.
So much
So I got rid of an Arrow's toys. Like nothing could fit. It was just too much. My living room's very small. So I got rid of the love seat couch and we went and donated that. And it felt so good. And like, it was so funny. Dave's like, anything else? And there was a picture just on the wall in the entranceway. I'm like, yeah, I don't even want this. Go go take this and
it's good to look
and go take this too. So, and I'm like, so every week I'm not taking no class or anything, but every week I'm gonna do that because it made me feel just so good to just get let go of some of the stuff that I'm hanging on to.
Because you don't even realize like you're hanging on to it and it's just sitting there. So the first step that you can do, if for those of you that didn't take the class, because I did watch like the first video, which is like an hour. If the smallest thing that you can do is clean off your fridge. So completely clean off your fridge. I did it 2 weeks ago. And every time I walk into my kitchen, cause my fridge was the type where I want all the artwork, all the magnets. Like I want everything. I love it. I love it. And you know what? I took it all off and I thought, I'm not going to like this. And I feel so much better. I feel less like,
so you're looking at my fridge now and I got a lot of magnets, don't I?
So, but yours are like kind of pictures. Yours is a little different. Mine was like papers and I just cleaned off the front of my fridge.
And
yours
pictures.
Is on the side more like the front of your fridge doesn't seem bad, but I cleaned off the front of my fridge. I didn't throw away all my magnets. That doesn't make sense, but I put them all single file on the side. And if I need them, and anyways, that's the first step and just see how you feel. And then after that, you don't have to throw away stuff. You can put it in a pile. I actually did throw away some of artwork and stuff, because Arrow's making stuff every single day. I'm like, I can't hold on to this.
And he does. And the funniest thing is, like, I only on the front of my fridge right now, only have like 3 pictures, family pictures, mm-hmm. and artwork. But I did throw away the artwork on my fridge like a week ago, because it was just, he has this little tablet. He just makes a marker scribble on it. So I had it and I threw it away a week ago. And then the funniest thing, I was cleaning under the, when I moved all, you don't even want to know, I moved all my couches out. I found like 30 of his toys, matchbox cars, his darts for his dart gun, his crayons, his markers, his everything. I found pieces to everything under there, puzzles and all of his stuff. So anyway, I found a piece of his artwork he made me underneath there. So then guess what? Took that one and I couldn't just take it because I'd never been on my fridge. I must have missed it. So he must have dropped it under the couch right after he made it. So I had to go put that one on the fridge now. So I do have one on there again right now.
Yeah.
But yeah. And but yes, it just felt good.
Like this, your buffet looks a million times better. Did you get rid of a bunch of stuff up there?
Yes, I did. I cleaned that one out. Oh my gosh,
it looks so much better. Like, it was giving me such anxiety before because you had everything up there. I mean, you still have a lot of plates and stuff, but it's so much cleaner.
Yes, I'm trying to. And I actually would like to, me and Dave would like to move in the next couple of years. And I know he won't even think about it if I do not, get rid of, you know, he ain't going to want to just move and then worry about it then. I want to worry about this stuff now so that when I do decide what I'm going to do, that I can do that without it being just torture. So I'd rather just little by little, you know, for the next year, work on that. And mm-hmm. then in a year, start figuring out, like, do I want to build or can I find something, you know, to buy that is something that I would, you know, that would work for me and Dave. So, little bit at a time is just so nice.
Makes a big difference.
I don't know if I'll get any time. We're going to be pretty busy this weekend. But the next chance I get, actually, I'm going to have a span. Everybody's going away. Dave's going away on a trip. Nicole, Victor, everybody's going away on a trip. So I'm going to have a few days home by myself at the end of the month. And I might actually have time to do a bunch of stuff during that time. And that brings me up to another subject. The new furniture, this is kind of sad. The furniture that I have in my house is so, so heavy, because the heavier, the better. It was real wood. It's just like made, and you spend a lot of money like on a, like say an entertainment center. And now I see my friends selling this stuff. They can't give it away for, say, something they spent $1,500 for. You can't give that away for $50. You can't give it away for somebody to come and take it out of your house for free. And it's so sad, because we would save up. Those were big purchases. You bought this heavy furniture, and now they make the furniture just so light. I mean, which I think it breaks a lot easier now and everything. It's definitely not like it doesn't last, but the older you get, you don't want heavy furniture. Like once me and Dave took that love seat out, because it has recliners on both ends, we were like, never again. We are only having a light furniture. We can't handle this heavy furniture anymore. Mm-hmm. It's just too much. You can't move it. And I want to get a new bed. And the only thing that's stopping me, and the bed in my room is the bed I bought for Nicole when she was like, the whole bedroom set is when she was like 10. So that's 20 years old. It's just that it's a pain, but it's got tons of shelves and drawers underneath it and shelves on the side and big mirror. It's like moving it. It's like getting rid of the heavy furniture is hard. Like, and it's hard, and you literally can't give it away because nobody else wants to deal with the heavy furniture nowadays. It's just, I see it, and I see it all over. I see like china cabinets and just nice things that you really wanted back in the day. Like, oh my gosh, if I have that nice china cabinet, I don't know. My china cabinet's also in my bedroom. I moved it up there probably like 15 years ago. And I only open it probably twice a year to dust off the shelves. Besides that, it's just sad because I don't know. Young people that are, minimalist? Like that's honestly the best thing to be, because you spend a lot of money and then you get rid of this stuff later on and then you're sad about it. Like, cause you get attached, you know what you spent on it, even though if you feel like you got your, use out of it. Sometimes it's just like, oh my gosh, that took me.
And for a
that
while,
took me 6 months to save to buy that, you know.
And for a while, I thought minimalism, because a lot of minimalists that I had seen on TV or on Instagram, it was, for me, it brought up cold, modern, and I don't know how else to really describe it. So now that I have opened my eyes and perspective, I see that, yes, some people's style is white walls, nothing on the walls, modern, corner, like sharp cornered objects, not colorful. And I was relating that to minimalism. And now I'm realizing, like in this uncluttered class, like the first class, she said, we're not trying to not have anything. We're not trying to not have pictures that make us happy. We're not trying to have anything on our walls or anything colorful. That's not the point. The point is to, you keep those things that make you happy, but you don't have so many of them. And
that it makes you unhappy because you have to pick them up.
So that's like where I'm at, is I still can be vibrant, colorful, warm, cozy while being a minimalist. And in a lot of, like, Victor would be a minimalist, but his, it's like cold and modern. And like that just throws me off so bad. And that's why I was like, no. People are like, you have too much stuff. I'm like, no, I don't want to become like a doctor's office. Like, it's just cold and it's boring. And it's, and so realizing you can be a minimalist and also still keep your style was key for me in my head, because my mom is the furthest thing from a minimalist. So my mom's house to me was always cozy, warm, inviting, comfy. And so for me growing up, like, that's what I wanted to have for my kids and my family. But then I'm realizing there's a fine line there between having way too much stuff and, you know, me and my mom both have too much stuff. So I can admit that, but it doesn't have to be not like colorful and vibrant. I don't know. I just wanted to share that because a lot of minimalists are, even like style and influencing style, a lot of it is black, brown, white. You know, you can't have any colors, and how they dress and all that type of thing. It's like, yeah, I don't know. So I always was different and stood out with that type of thing. And then I felt like I was doing something wrong, but I'm like, no, I can be vibrant and a minimalist, even though I'm not there yet, but I will be someday.
Yes. And if, when I move, I will definitely be there. But like right now, it's like I said, somebody asked me for something, I can go find it and I probably have it here. But yeah, same thing.
And then one more thing. What's crazy is like, I got rid of all my makeup. And besides like my Saint makeup, I still do the Saint makeup because it's my favorite. And so I do have my eyeshadow palettes from that, like my eyeshadow colors, but my friend was doing my face for being a chipmunk. And she's like, do you have any like nude makeup palettes? And I literally had like 11 and I gave them to my grandma. I just said, but isn't it weird how you get rid of something and then within a week.
Yeah. She had no like eyeliners even to draw the chipmunk stuff on her face.
I'm like, within a week, like how does that happen when I haven't needed it for 3 years, but I needed a week later. So then that's what makes me like annoyed at myself. But then like,
you could have kept one.
It was fine. We did fine.
You got rid of 11. You could have kept one.
Why though?
I don't know.
For that, like, I guess. But yeah, I got rid of, I still have plenty. But it's just ironic how it always comes up like, oh, I should have kept that like a week later, but I'm fine with it. I'm still good with it. I'd rather it be gone than have had it for that one 30-second trick-or-treating and deal with it for the next 3 years, you know?
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And now tonight is, tonight actually Big Brother's on, so it'll already be over when you listen to this or whatever. And I am really, really, you're not following at all, no. But I am really, really, really stressed out. I am not happy right now. I don't know how everybody else feels. The only thing that can save it for me is if Felicia or Siri somehow win, whoever doesn't leave tonight wins like the veto, so or the HOH, so that they get to make it to the final three. I'm just really disappointed, and I think it's more, I haven't even been really watching, but I've been reading a lot, and I don't like all the, they've been, what's it called? I don't even, was going to tell you. Yes, they've been mean. They're being mean, and they're the three, they just got a big attitude and a big head all of a sudden, and they're locking themselves. They're treating the other two that they want to get rid of just like crap. And you know, this is the first season ever that I can remember. And I guess I didn't read about them before your season 16. So this is from 16 on. Do you know that Felicia cooks that nobody else has had to cook, not even one day in there. She cooks all their meals.
You're kidding.
No. And gives them plates and plates it. And she gives them all a meal every single day. And she's still doing that. And like, they all treat her like crap. She's making their meals and they still like basically grab their food and go.
Okay. That never happened on any of
my seasons.
Any
other seasons? Well, I've read about it and they're like, I don't think this has ever happened before.
I think there was like Chef Joe and like he would, but
probably
he would cook
not
just
every day
dinner. And then I think he'd use all their food for one meal.
No, she literally cooks. They said that's that so it's nice the best food that they've ever, like most of them had. She literally makes like real home cooking every single day.
It might like help her get through it because it can be really like boring in there. If you don't have a bunch of people to like talk to. She has one good friend in there, right? So, yeah. But I mean, that might just like...
From the very first beginning, at first they were like complaining a little bit, like she's taking this and this, but then that like all of a sudden they're like welcomed it because like she's making, and I think even with the slop, crazy. I think when they were doing that, she was coming up with good recipes, so they all liked it. Like
that's good gameplay.
She actually cooks.
But I think she's just really nice.
She just cooks and cooks and cooks, and I think she cleans up for them all too. Like it's like she is the funniest. Oh my gosh. I think they just need to make a clip. And I don't even watch her on the show, but just watching the little videos and the things that she says, I don't know. She would be a very funny grandma. Like for her, if she has grandkids, she would be just the funniest. She just says what she thinks. And, you know, I don't know.
Does she have kids?
Do you know what? I didn't follow it enough to know. I'm sure she does, but I haven't followed it like that. Mm-hmm. It's just more the story. Yeah, I haven't followed into any of their personal lives. Just the story.
You know, which is honestly like kind of healthy for them and you and the viewers who really dig in is sometimes.
No, I don't dig in.
Sometimes can be hard on.
But I have saw enough of the other three that are destined to make the final three as of right now, and like the way they're treating them, like that's really bothering me. Even. I don't know. They carved pumpkins the other day and they hurried and moved their two and just took a picture of their three and just little hurtful things just constantly. They're not being very nice. And maybe the house got to them and they are nice outside, but of the house or else their true personalities came out this later or it's a power trip. But if them three were the final three and them three of the two are obviously end up in the seat. Being in that jury house, I wouldn't want to vote for any of them. There's not none of them of those three I would want to give a vote to right now. Like just from the bits and pieces that I've seen. And the players, thank goodness, don't know yet everything that all the talking and what they've done behind their back. But they are going to see it when they leave. I think, you know, they will. They're going to be hurt because it hasn't been nice. They're just not being nice. And I don't like that.
Yeah, I'm pretty. Yeah, that's
so. Right. I'm just hoping tonight that somehow it's something she can, you know, win. But she's 60 some years old, so it's not like thing. I don't think none of this is easy for her.
No,
you know, like that kind of stuff. It hasn't been.
Most games are some sort of muscle physical. Guys have won most of these
HOHs.
No matter what, it's like playing it that many times. It's not on purpose, but it's designed for male, like if you're gonna put me and a guy against each other in most things, like me or Victor.
Well, even if you got a race to something, they're a lot faster to get up there.
That's what I mean. And like it might be a mind or a puzzle, but to take piece by piece or whatever, do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like it's really hard to, like on All Stars, it was really hard to compete with Cody on everything. Like, I mean, thank goodness I won the comic one, and that was a lot of running back and forth and a brain game, but like it's very like the hamster wheel, I think I knew the days just as well as him, but he had more strength and muscle to stop his hamster wheel sooner, and I kept going over. So just like little things like that, or holding things with your arms, like we're just built differently, and so it is really hard. So I understand why, and some girls are just beasts and they do really well, so I'm not saying that. I'm saying though, playing, it was really hard to compete against the guys. They also have a cooler, it seems like, a mindset, a little bit more than me, confident mindset. For me, I'd get all frazzled and stressed. And so they'd have an a leg up on me there too. Like the final two questions versus me versus Cody, we both thought that it was going to be just like, you know, the ones before where they were like, who said this in the jury house? They say this. And I thought it was going to be that. So I didn't even hear, I blacked out. I didn't hear the first question. And so I just kind of like guessed ABC. And then after that, I just like got in and didn't get a question wrong, but it was just that one moment I got frazzled and I couldn't keep my head clear. And that's not a boy or girl thing. I want to make that clear. That's like a Nicole versus someone else thing, because I get in my head and I get like anxious real quick. So it was hard. It was really hard to compete against guys and all those things.
Yeah. And I, like, I'm honestly ready for the season to be over just because, like, I'm just, I don't know. It was just a different season for me this year. And I really did try like to get into it, and it was just a different, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's just a different season, but anyways, we'll see what happens tonight.
Yeah. Okay. So that sounds like a good wrap up spot.
Yep.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us. We will see you guys next week.
Bye.